Well, William Shatner, the actor who has a resume that includes more than 50 years of acting, directing, producing, recording artist. He's a horseman, a philanthropist. But, of course, what he is likely best known for is playing Captain James T. Kirk in Star Trek, or as a lot of us Trek fans call it, the original series, since it was the original. Ran from 1966 to 69, spawned a number of sequels, both in TV and the movies. And, of course, those Star Trek shows live on in syndication. One of the early films, The Wrath of Khan, the second of the Star Trek movies, will be shown right here in Rochester, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Kodak Center, that is formerly the Theater on the Ridge, and in one of just 9 appearances on this current tour, William Shatner will be there, sharing stories and doing a Q&A with fans after the show. And I have to say, as a Trek fan, this is a thrill for me, and we are talking with Bill Shatner, or can I say Captain Kirk. Bill, thanks for taking a few minutes with us. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to coming to your city and being in that theater. Kodak was one of the mainstays in Rochester, wasn't it?
It sure was. Unfortunately, not what it was in its heyday, but they have done a good job in kind of refurbishing some of the old properties there. And a lot of films and TV shows were shot on Kodak film, and they still make some of that film today.
Absolutely, it's just more difficult to get the film, that is. So I'll be at Kodak Theater. And we'll play The Wrath of Khan, and then afterwards I'll come out and sit around the stage and take questions and come up with some answers and generally have a good time with the audience after the movie.
I have to ask you, Bill, obviously you've got a very long career, distinguished career. I know you started out doing Shakespearean work in Canada and the U.S. And, of course, the legacy Star Trek, I'm sure it's what you are best known for in a lot of ways. But why, at this point in your life, with so many things that you've done along the way, why do this tour at this point?
Well, I have done it once before, and it was very successful. In some theaters, and when the people asked me to go out, I have been on tour almost every year in the last many years with a one-man show, which I think I took to Rochester, but I've been to been on tour for the last 4 or 5 years with a show I called Shatner's World. And this year decided not to go out with it and instead go on tour to, in the beginnings, to 10 cities, Rochester being one of them, and try it out, see if people approve. And apparently with ticket sales, they are approving. And it's a kick for me to come out and be in front of an audience, and especially in this format where nothing is planned. And you live by your wits and tell stories about the making of the film or the making of Star Trek, or for that matter, anything else, and try and make the audience laugh and give them some information and maybe make them cry. I mean, it's a happening, and it's a kick for me as an actor to do an hour or more in front of an audience and not know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to say the least, you are so well identified with the James Kirk role, but you've done a lot of other things. Do you ever get tired I guess it's almost silly to call it typecasting because that's what you're best known for, but do you ever get tired of just that's what they think of you as, despite all of the other work that you've done?
Well, I'm sometimes pointed out for being something else. I've been in many successful vehicles in the last 50 years, so people tend to say Shatner rather than Captain Kirk. But it was a seminal role. It brought me a great deal of attention, and I'm in your city at that theater at that date because of Star Trek, and I'm gainfully employed. I've got my wits about me, and I'm arriving physically, so I'm walking on the stage. There are a lot of things to say for being on tour as Captain Kirk.
Yeah, and again, you have
actually,
done...
To correct myself, I'm going on as Shatner. You will have seen me as Captain Kirk.
Sure, and you have in a lot of excellent roles. You've won Emmys for your work on Boston Legal. Certainly have seen you in just a whole number of venues. You've done musical productions. I know you wrote a book about horses last year, and that is a love of yours. And that is something that I think I read in another interview, Bill, that really you feel kind of keeps you young, more or less.
Well, I ride competitively still. I'm getting ready to ride in competition in several shows this year, and dogs. Yes, I've written a book on horses for last year. Actually, two books came out, another book called Zero G. This year, I've written a book on aging. The book is called Live Long and Ellipse.
Makes sense, obviously.
Right.
And you still, obviously, I assume you still own horses. You live in, California, I believe, right?
I live in California, and I'm riding, breeding, training horses, for that matter, dogs as well. I'm doing a series that got quite a bit of notice called Better Late Than Never.
Yeah.
Several things happening this year. I'm making two albums, Country Western album with Jeff Cook of Alabama, and a Christmas album, an offbeat Christmas album, which I think could be really fascinating, with a variety of artists alongside with me, and all kinds of things, comic books and series and documentaries. I'm very busy, and taking time out to go on tour with this film that is filled with fun, and then going on stage and having more fun. I think it smacks of a great year.
Yeah, to say the least. You know, I caught a little bit online. I have to admit, I didn't see the some of the episodes when they came out. But that Better Late Than Ever, for folks who aren't familiar, includes you, Henry Winkler, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, kind of basically going to all kinds of venues overseas and just sort of seeing what trouble you can get into.
Exactly, getting into trouble with those guys is a lot of trouble, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we went to Asia the first year and Europe the second year, and it's been a very successful series, both critically and with the audience, and we're waiting for word on the third season at this point.
You know, the movie that you're coming here, Bill, to talk about, in the Q&A, Wrath of Khan, for a lot of us who liked the original Star Trek films, it was one of our favorites. In terms of making it, was it fun to make or what?
Well, it was. Making a film, for the most part, is fun. And that's partially the secret of a successful film. Yes, there are several stories attached to the making of The Wrath of Khan that make it unique, and I'll be telling those stories. The set starting to burn, and I needed to get back. I was doing a television series at the time as well as making the film, and I had to contractually get back to the series. And here the set was burning, and I knew it would mean a delay, and I attempted to put the fire out while the smoke, which was toxic, was surrounding me. I mean, stories like that, the making of the film, it gives it a unique appearance.
You show, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, in your interviews and even in maybe since the whole Star Trek series and the movies, an interest in space travel. I mean, do you have a real interest in what goes on and what we continue to do here in the U.S. in terms of future space travel?
You mean what the future holds?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I did a documentary along with many cosmologists about what's happening out there. But the future on Earth is to deliver the message is very precarious if we don't clean the climate change thing. It's going to be very, very, very bad for us. So what's going to happen? There's revolutions in electronics about to happen. virtual reality is going to take precedence in entertainment. But the thing that is most acutely important is climate change and the necessity of controlling it as best we can.
You know, we just kind of parenthetically, we were talking, of course, about the passing of Professor Stephen Hawking this past week. I know he was on one of the other iterations of this show, Star Trek The Next Generation, but I saw a clip online that you had done a brief interview with him. What was that like?
It was extraordinary. To tell you how it went would take too much of the time in this interview, but it was extraordinary to meet him, to interview him, and then he invited me to dinner, and having dinner with Stephen Hawking, if you let your mind run through that, was extraordinary as well.
Very good. Bill, so again, fans will come, I guess, fair to say that when you take some questions on April 5th here, almost any question is okay, correct?
Any question except involving the bathroom.
Okay. I don't think there will be too many
questions.
Okay. Yeah, we pretty much stay away from those. Well, it's been a thrill, Bill, to talk to you, obviously. And again, April 5th, that's going to be 7:30 p.m. There are still some tickets available, but they're going pretty quick at the Kodak Center up on Ridge Road. And we will look forward to seeing you then.
I'll be there, and I look forward to meeting you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the
Thanks
time.
So much.